Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi everyone, this is Allison. I'm so happy to be here this evening and I'm so glad that you're joining me. For those of you that are listening to Visible by Numbers for the first time, this show is all about numerology, looking at it from every aspect, from empowering you by teaching you how to use it to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life, to doing readings to demonstrate how insightful understanding your numerology can be, and also by explaining how all spiritual philosophy can be found within the knowledge of numerology. So that's what the show is about, and that's what I'm here for. And one thing that I do, I've been doing for a couple of weeks, everybody seems to like it, is letting you know if you're born on the 15th today. You know, what does that mean? What does that energy hold for you? So let me tell you. And, you know, when you're listening to this 15th of the month, you can also, those of you that are born on the 6th, and also those of you born on the 24th, you're going to find that you have a lot of these same characteristics. So let's talk about this. Someone born on the 15th, usually quite responsible, but at the same time, they're a little bit on the independent side. And sometimes the duty and responsibility of family is a little bit tougher for a person that's born on the 15th as opposed to somebody that's born on the 6th or the 24th. Usually someone born on the 15th, very helpful, very conscientious and responsible. Someone who's pretty good at bringing harmony in all situations. You know, usually people with six energy are very good counselors. You have a great deal of willpower, for sure. You know, when you're committed to something, you really go full bore to complete it. Very sympathetic and understanding. That's one of the beautiful characteristics of people that are born on the 15th, the 6th, and the 24th. Certainly, people will turn to you for advice and for comfort. Now, because you're born on the 15th, this makes you quite adaptable, you know, flexible. I mean, you roll with the punches a little bit easier, perhaps, than someone born on the 6th and 24th. It makes you a little bit more enthusiastic about life. People born on the 6th, 15th, 24th, they're devoted to their spouses, to their parents. Great deal of interest in home and family. As a matter of fact, the family is very important to you. You lavish attention. Not only on the people in your life, but also on your home itself. You know, you could be an interior designer, even get into landscaping, that sort of a thing. You know, most certainly are very creative, very artistic, and very imaginative. And usually there's a lot of potential for achievement and financial reward if you're born on the 15th. You've got a good mind, very practical, very rational. You might be a little bit on the emotional side, don't like criticism. I really don't know anybody that likes criticism, but in your case, you know, it can really get you down if you, you know, somebody says something about you, so you need to kind of like shake it off. Very loving and friendly and appreciative of others. You also have a wide circle of friends. You know, these friends, and they're with you for most of your life. You know, sixes, you know, they gather friends. That's one thing that they do. You love to give affection, and that's a, you know, nurturers. That's what sixes are, 6th, 15th, to 24th. Now, usually, most sixes, they like to stay in their homes or around their communities, but you, if you're born on the 15th, you're a traveler and would probably enjoy and also learn a lot from experiences having to do with traveling. Most sixes like to be of service as well, you know, doing things for others. Quite often we find people with this kind of energy, they like to be nurses or maybe even a police officer, a teacher, or counselor, or something along those lines. Enjoy singing, speaking. You probably have a very pleasing voice. And finally, you probably have a gift with languages or words, you know. You might have some ability as a writer or even as an editor. So there you go. If you're born on the 15th, that's all about you. And certainly if you're born on the 6th and the 24th, you can take a lot of that to heart because we're talking about you too. Okay. I do take readings throughout my radio show for people, and I love to do readings. I did get an email from a lady who, for whatever reasons, couldn't get through to the show. So I have her chart here, and I'm going to be doing a reading for her. And hopefully, Loida, you're listening. I emailed you and told you I'd be doing this. I hope you're listening to us anyhow. So let me do this first, and after I do this, then I'll be opening up the lines for the rest of you if you want to call in for a reading. I'd be happy to do that. So first, let's talk about Loida. Loida is your nine life path. So what I wanted to tell you is truly, you're a spiritual teacher, and you carry a great deal of spiritual wisdom with you. And so what I would tell you is that, you know, usually nines are very much interested in metaphysics or those, you know, all things spiritual. Certainly understand spiritual philosophy and are drawn to it. You are a natural-born teacher, and quite often we find nines, you know, being spiritual teachers. You know, they really take their faith to heart, and they try to inspire and enlighten others through their knowledge. This number is particularly psychic as well. I've had the opportunity to work with many psychics and mediums, and they quite often turn out to be nine life paths. And so the ability to connect to the spiritual realm is there for you, whether it's through clairsentience, a clairaudience, or clairvoyance. It's right there. Hi, caller. I hear you. If you want to hang in there, I'll be with you in a second. I'm going to be doing this reading here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You guys hang there. Okay. Okay. So, Loida, the other thing that I want to tell you about this is, you know, your life is really about learning unconditional love and forgiveness, and that's what's going on. And there may have been perhaps some disappointing relationships or maybe some drama having to do with your early life with family. And really, you have to understand that this is teaching you compassion and empathy and caring for others. You truly want to make the world a better place, and your experiences teach you about unconditional love and forgiveness and letting go, and that's all part of the nine life path. Now, your birthday number as well as your personality number is a four, and this is telling me that you're practical, you're down to earth, you're hardworking, you're very organized, a clear sense of right and wrong, honest, a lot of integrity here, your managerial ability. But also, it also indicates that you've got a little bit of problem with that. So, you know, you could be over-disciplined, almost anal, or maybe work too hard, maybe a little bit too serious in life or take things too seriously. Or you could be the total opposite where you're scattered, you don't get things done, that sort of a thing. So you really want to work on balancing out the energy of the four. You know, you want to be disciplined, but at the same time, take time to enjoy life. Your expression number, what your name is saying, is that you're a seven, so you truly are carry the wise old sage Buddha energy, Loida. And so what I would tell you here is that, you know, this lifetime, it's not about you learning things, it's about you remembering you already have this information. And really your journey in this lifetime is to learn about faith and connecting to the God source and that sort of a thing. And this also brings in the spirituality, this brings in the psychic stuff again with this expression number, what it is that you came to do. And so you're very, very intuitive. You have got feelings about things. I'm going to tell you as a seven, you've got to also understand that you need your space. You need your time alone. Meditation is very important for a seven. Too much hectic things, too many people around you could actually set you, you know, make you anxious or nervous. So you're really going to find that there's times that you need to withdraw and have your own space. And that's sort of the energy of a seven. You're a seeker of the truth, so you're going to study things and, possibly become an expert at something. Your heart's desire number tells me that there is a sense of humor. You do have a sense of humor. You are a beautiful person physically on the outside. Perhaps you don't realize it, but you are. Magnetic, you have ability with writing, absolutely, in this chart. You know, being able to write, communicate with words. Now, Loida, the one thing that I do want to tell you is at this time in your life, right around you, I don't know what's going on, but I have to say that you're possibly closing a door in order to open a new one. And it's kind of one of those very important years in your life. This can have to do with relationships because you're in a sixth year. But if you're finding that you're overly sensitive, you're overly intuitive, you're overly emotional, you know, this energy is around you at this time of your life, Loida. And I do believe that perhaps, you know, something is going on in your life, closing a door, opening up a new one, and this can push you in a very spiritual direction. This energy is around you at this point in time. And the other thing I would want to tell you is that you're in this five pinnacle. And I really believe that at the onset of age 46, you know, a lot of sudden unexpected developments, you know, you probably have the opportunity now to do things that you probably have not been able to do in the past, and more freedom and more experiences that perhaps you didn't partake in before. And so what I would tell you is embrace change at this time of your life. You know, whatever comes down the ballpark, you know, this is something that's meant for you. This is a five. It's a time of expansion, getting out there and living life, traveling, doing some communication, workshops, books, anything having to do with publishing, absolutely beautiful time for that. Being in front of people as well, you know, on stage in front of people, this is a good time for that as well. So, Loida, there you go. I hope that gives you a little bit of insight, and thank you so much for emailing me. And I'm going to tell everyone that's listening that, you know, most often you can get into the show for a reading, and that's great. But if perhaps you're a little shy, perhaps you don't want to have a reading on air, or maybe you just can't get through. And if that's the case, you know, email me. Email me your birth information, your name at birth and your date of birth. Email it to visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I'll do what I did for Loida on air. I'll just do a mini reading for you on air, and I'd be happy to do that. So feel free to email me. Okay, caller, I'm sorry for making you wait. Who's calling?
Oh, Janet.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. Janet, did you want me to do a reading for you?
Yes.
Janet, can you give me your date of birth?
4/11/52.
Did you say 52?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me just get this information up. Okay, Jana, what I'm going to be able to do from your date of birth is to give you some information about what your life path number is, be able to explain to you what your energy of your birthday, be able to get into your challenges and your pinnacles and things like that.
Yeah.
Your life path really is a five life path. So what I have to say there is for you, you've been on a little bit of a roller coaster in life, meaning things do not want to stay constant for you. There's a lot of ups and downs. It could be, you know, you may be able to look back into your life and see where perhaps you've moved a lot, changed relationships, changed jobs, possibly had the opportunity to travel. But the one thing about the five life path is it kind of puts you on a roller coaster. It's asking you to be flexible and adaptable to change. It also brings into your life change and the opportunity to change situations in your life. So the one thing that we know for certain with you is if you wait around long enough, different set of circumstances will come along. You basically, this is the life path of a free spirit, somebody that's very unconventional, who has an open mind, and so therefore you don't get stuck in a rut, you know, so much in your brain, but you should be able to embrace change, embrace new ideas, embrace even spiritual philosophy comes in very strong with a five. Now I'm going to put a little precursor on that, because when I look at your challenges, I see that you're challenged to the four. And this, in some capacity, can be affecting that five life path. And when I get to that four challenge, I'll explain how that affects it, okay? But basically, you are a free spirit, and you're really meant to go through life experiencing all different kinds of things. Trading up and trading down, there can be ups and downs financially. There can be changes in your career. You know, you have a very mental mind. It likes to learn. You are very curious, and so you may spend a lot of time researching things on a computer or reading books. You know how some people get so stuck in their minds that they're unable to maybe move forward with new ideas? Well, this should not be the case for you. It always will keep you young in your brain, having this five for your life path number. It should have brought travel and adventure into your life. You have a gift with communication, Janet. And this comes with words, whether you're speaking them or whether you're writing them. You know, you are gifted with that, the ability to speak or write words. And I hope you've made some use for that. You're a networker, the kind of person who knows a lot of people. You also can multitask, which is something really wonderful about the five energy. And you may have had some confusion early on in life as far as knowing, well, what am I going to do in my life? You probably found that you were pretty good at everything that you did. Or you might have gotten bored with things. You might have tried something, got bored with it, and moved on. And that's fairly normal for the five. It's really important for you to, how can I put this, find something that you love and stick with it. If it's something that bores you, you're going to move on, okay? And that includes not only the work that you do, but relationships as well, okay? Because you really got to find something that keeps you stimulated and keeps you interested, because you really have that kind of a mind. Now, your birthday number tells me that you're very psychic and very intuitive. It's a Master 11. Mm-hmm. And so whenever a person has a Master 11, you've got to understand that you're born with this connection to the spiritual realm. It's like a 24/7 connection through which information flows. And so you came with this energy because you are in some capacity in your life a messenger for others. Whether you do readings, or whether you just meet somebody on the street and you deliver a message that comes to your mind, tell them something, but you have to understand you have this connection to the spiritual realm. Psychic things happen to you. You have deja vu, probably, or those paranormal things that happen, whether clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. But certainly you are what I would call an empath, in the sense that you feel other people's energy. You almost can read people and how they're feeling. You maybe even read the energy of buildings that you go into or places where you are. This all comes in with this. It makes you, whereas that five life path is very mental, this 11 is emotional. And so you connect on an emotional level here, and it can make you quite sensitive. Your feelings get hurt. You can be a little bit on the vulnerable side. And you can even be a little explosive when you're really, really hurt. You can actually kind of be explosive with your emotions. But you have to understand, with any number, and this being a master number, there's a great deal of potential that lies with that number. On some level, you're here to help humanity. And you may have felt different or special in some way because of it. Does that make sense to you, Janet?
Everything does.
Everything does? Good. Okay, now, what I want to say is I really want to kind of address your challenges that you're dealing with now, as opposed to the ones that hopefully by now you've gotten over.
Mm-hmm.
You have this challenge to the four. And so when you have a challenge to the four, sometimes, you know, whenever there's a challenge number, it means that you're not balanced to that energy. So you can go to one end of either extreme.
Okay.
And when we're not balanced to the four, we can either be too serious, too disciplined, too hardworking, too anal, make rules and regulations in our life, follow the rules to the T, where we actually be absolutely too serious, or actually that can affect our lives, where we're really not having a heck of a lot of fun. You understand? We also, that's going to affect your five. Too serious, too disciplined, too hardworking. You're not going to take advantage of that free spirit five and go out there and have fun and have adventure. And so it can play into kind of toning down that five life path of yours. The other end of the extreme with the four is you could go to the other end of the spectrum. And that means you're not disciplined. It can mean that you break the rules. It can mean that you don't think rules apply to you. That you're never serious about anything. That you're scattered with your energy and you don't want to work hard. Now, which way does that go for you, Janet?
No, hardworking and too serious.
Yeah, I mean, that's as soon as I heard your voice and I saw the five life path, I knew something was amok, okay?
Yeah.
So I was really kind of glad to see it in the challenges. And what I want to tell you there, Janet, is to balance that out. You need to balance that out.
Okay.
And how you want to balance that out is, if you're putting, I want you to just think in terms of this, what am I doing to myself that's limiting my fun? Meaning, do I not leave the house until it's in perfect order? Can I not go to sleep at night until my laundry's done and the dishes are done? Am I working so hard, taking on extra hours at work instead of maybe taking the weekend off? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because to a certain capacity, you're being too serious.
Yes.
And you're taking on, you know, working too hard. You're a workaholic. And this may, you have to understand that this probably, you know, maybe early on in your childhood, having to do with your family. You know, maybe your family was too serious. Maybe there was too many rules and regulation. Maybe there was a lot of oppression having to do with the family, and they put their stuff on you. You know, or maybe they told you, you don't get anywhere in life unless you work hard. You know what I'm saying? So you have to kind of go back into your childhood and take a look where this very serious Janet got born. And you need to just try to loosen up and have some more fun. And don't be judgmental. Don't make rules for yourself. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Just try to be lighten up and be a little happier. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What about financial?
Excuse me, dear?
Finances.
You're going to have to repeat that again for me, Jen, and I apologize.
Finances. Financial?
Mm-hmm. Right answer, is that what you said?
No, finance. Money, money.
Oh, money, money, money. So it was had to do with money when you were younger.
No, I was wondering how it's going to go now.
Oh, you want to know how money's going to go for you now. Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes, I can't hear that well. Okay, so.
Yeah, I have a cell phone, so.
That's okay. Let me just look here. Okay. Let me look. You know, in all honesty, I really see an upswing with money coming to you, especially after the age of 59. You are in this three pinnacle right now. And this three pinnacle really wants you to loosen up, and it wants to bring you happiness, and it wants you to be creative, and it wants you to be social. It wants you to take a vacation, and it doesn't want you to work so hard, okay?
Okay.
All right? Now, I know you're going, well, how am I going to make the money if I'm not working that hard? But I want you to understand that after the age of 59, you have an eight in your cycle which wants to bring money to you.
Okay.
And it actually can be money that comes to you from things that you've done in the past. You know, where you're getting paid off for something that you did in the years prior. It could be inheritances. It could be gifts. It could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This year for you, I think that there's been a lot of responsibility with family around you or issues with family. Next year, I think you're going to do a little bit of an inward journey. And what I mean by that is you're really going to be working on your spiritual self, your soul self. And what I'm going to tell you, this year is protected for you with money. Next year is also protected, but it doesn't want you to worry about money. It doesn't want you to worry about your career. Next year, it really wants you to take an inward journey and work on you and work on your spiritual self, and it wants you to rest next year.
Okay.
And it wants you to trust in the universe that it will provide for you that which you need. Next year, it'll be given to you as opposed to you working for it. They don't want you to work. And you need to start resting and relaxing and taking care of your health and not, you know, all this workaholic stuff can, you know, wear on you. And so next year really is kind of set up for you to take a break, okay?
Yes.
Your big money year, when you're going to start seeing some monetary payoffs, is in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really when you're going to have a lot of rewards. Now, as far as money goes for you in your month cycles, this month you are thinking about money. Certainly. And next month it will come to you. I think you're going to, whether it's a promotion or somehow you're going to get a payoff, a reward.
Okay.
So look for that next month, okay? Whether it's a promotion in your work that brings you more money, whether it's money that comes to you by family or by something like that, but look for next month for a little bit of a gift financially, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, was that helpful, Janet?
Yeah, very helpful.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry for making you wait there, okay?
Oh, that's okay. It was worth the wait.
All right. Thank you, dear. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, then. So, for those of you that are listening, as I said before, you are more than welcome to email me if you don't want to call in, and I will do an on-air reading for you. All you got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. You can find the exact spelling for that on the bio page for Visible by Numbers right there on the front of BBS. And for those of you that are listening and would like a reading much like what Janet had, you're more than welcome to call into the show. My number, or the number for the show, is 877-876-5227, and that's for everyone calling from the USA. Some of you calling from Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. And you can call direct from California at 530-876-3222. I will ask you or remind you to please turn down your speakers to your computer if you happen to be listening to the show on your computer, or maybe even just step into another room, okay? And I guess we got another caller. Who's calling, please?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Jim McKay. I'm calling in for the first time.
How are you?
Great, thanks. I love what you're saying to this previous lady. You have a good, you give off a good vibration. You seem very accurate and sincere.
Oh, well, thank you. Would you like to give me your date of birth, Jim McKay?
Yes, 6/8/1965.
1965. Okay, so we have 6/8/1965, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me take a look here. Okay, let's look and see. Okay, well, hello. All right, so you, my dear, are an 8-life path and an 8-birthday. Okay, so you have a tremendous gift, really, with, you know, you're a natural-born manager, natural-born problem solver. You also have a gift with all things financial, meaning knowing how to make money, knowing how to generate that into your life. You know, this is the kind of life path that we would see for someone, you know, high managerial, somebody in a position of power and authority, someone who would rise to the top of any enterprise. You come not only with this life path number, but certainly with your birthday number as well, with desire to succeed and determination and ambition. And you also measure your life. It's almost as though you look back and you look to see, what have I achieved? And that is some way a measure of the man, meaning I've done this, I've done well. And that makes you feel good. So it's really important for you, having this type of energy in your chart, to always set goals for yourself and always keep yourself challenged, because the more that you challenge yourself, the higher heights you can achieve. Because really, there's a promise around you in this lifetime for material abundance, for money and wealth flowing into your life. But the keeping yourself, like I say, challenge is the biggest key to the success. You also have to really work on the physical you, the emotional you, as well as the career you. You have to keep all aspects of your life balanced. When you spend too much time working or put too much time and effort into career, other areas of your life suffer. So it's important for you to keep that kind of flowing in all areas of your life, everything. You have a tendency with these two numbers to be a workaholic, I would think. Of course, you got a challenge number here that's quite cute. I think it's adorable, and I will talk about that in a minute. What else would I tell you here? You know, I know that most eights or people that have the eight energy, not only do they desire to succeed, but they really want people to see them as being successful. So how you present yourself is important. How you look, the car that you drive, the clothes that you wear, that's always very important to a person with eight energy. And also, you know, you are very efficient type of an individual, and so, you know, you have a lot of physical energy. You know, we might even see people with eights in sports, or someone, you know, taking that, the Olympic champion for that matter. Eight energy is physical, but also you know how to get the job done, or you know the fastest possible way to complete something. You're very driven. That's what this energy is talking about. Ethics are important in your life. You always got to keep that, walk that fine line with ethics, because this life path is about as above, so below. So whenever if you break a rule, you're going to find that it comes back at you in this lifetime. You don't got to wait around for another one. You're going to pay for it in this lifetime. So that's kind of an important thing to know. And also, it's not always, even though there's a lot of promise in your life, there's also obstacles that are thrown down. Mainly because the universe is wanting you to always remain challenged. So whenever you are not challenged, the universe is going to give you a problem to solve or a dilemma to get over. You understand? So it's not always easy. Sometimes you can have obstacles thrown into the life of an 8 life path, even financial problems, where you might lose money only to turn around and gain it again. Now, this 3 challenge, and this is really where I want to go and address that with you, because this is this time of your life. You know, when you have a 3, you have, as I said to Janet, it goes to either end of the spectrum. One aspect of a negative 3 is a sense that you can be scattered, too much on the surface, wanting to play as opposed to put in some hard work. It can be unfocused, you know, not, you know, maybe jack of all trades, master of none, starting projects, not finishing it. Also too lighthearted, too joking, you know, not being serious enough. The other aspect of the three is you have to understand that there's an incredible amount of creativity here that you have. And also the ability to speak and to be a star and to be on stage. And you can actually inhibit yourself and not be aware of the fact that you are this magnetic or this attractive. You know, you may even have problems with your own self-image. But whenever it's in a challenged position, it's saying you have a problem with this energy, but at the same time you're immensely gifted with this energy. So what I would want to tell you and share with you is that you actually are a star. You belong talking to people, being in front of people. You really have a great deal of creative talent, ability with words, writing, that sort of a thing. You know, and eights are always about publishing and writing as well, so, you know, maybe a writer in you somewhere. Let's see. You, how old are you exactly right now? You're
42.
Okay. You've been going through this since the age of 38. You've really had some very serious psychic energy working through your life, especially age 29, right straight to 46. There's been a lot of experiences in your life to kind of push you towards a spiritual philosophy or to define your truth or to connect to your God source. And psychic things certainly are well written into these two pentacles. From age 29 to 37, you are an 11 master energy, which will bring about psychic experiences. It can bring about a loss during that time, during a second pentacle. You might have had to have closed the door in order to open a new one. So the pentacle that you're in right now is a 7. And in a 7 pentacle, you know, this is kind of like wanting to put you in learning mode. Whether you can go, you certainly can go to school during this time, but also the learning having to do with the spiritual is very intense. I would think that during this time in your life, perhaps you've met your gurus or perhaps met people out of the blue that had something to do with spiritual philosophy, whether it's, a medium or a psychic or something along those lines that have advanced your knowledge. Because this pentacle wants for you to do some inner growth, and it wants you to work on your connection to the divine. You may not have feel the necessity or wanting to work so hard. You might even feel as though you want to withdraw during this time of your life. Maybe go, you know, to that house on the hill or that place by the water. Not really be around people as much as, you know, your other numbers would dictate that you can be. You might feel more of a need to withdraw. This time of your life is really an inward journey for you, and you might even find, like from 38 to 46, you know, that the universe is actually giving you time to think, whether it's being laid off from work or perhaps...
Yeah, I just was.
Yeah, well, that's all part of this.
Yeah.
Is to give you this time for this inner growth, this inner journey that they want you to take, to, you know, kind of find who you are and possibly grow in your understanding of your ability with the spiritual. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because you've got some serious work ahead of you. I don't see, I mean, I'm only working with your date of birth, and I would really kind of like to see what some of your other numbers are, but we don't have the time for that on the show.
Okay.
But I really see that after the age of 47, my dear, you've got some serious work cut out for you to help humanity.
After 47?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to do it now.
Well, you are. You're in the school to learn about what it is you're doing.
Okay.
But that's going to give you the opportunity to put you out in front of people. Do you understand?
Yes.
Traveling, adventure, being the spiritual teacher. You're in all the spiritual energies, really, for the most part of your life. But that 9, when that pinnacle comes in, it's really going to want to put you in the limelight. Those three challenges are going to want to put you in the limelight. So, you know, and helping humanity. In order to help humanity, you got to get out in front of them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So the 7 wants you to withdraw and learn and perfect yourself, perfect your understanding. Whatever it is that you're learning, whatever it is that you're intending to teach later on in life, that's what this time is for. This laid-off time that you're in, that's what it's for. After the age of 47, it's going to put you out there in front of people, okay, in a big way. You might even be, you know, depending on where you're from, but, you know, a little bit of a star. Do you hear me?
A little bit of what?
A star, meaning...
Okay.
A kind of person that's so magnetic that people want to pay attention to, that they're drawn to. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, super.
Okay.
Now, this month, this year for you, a lot of changes come in for you, I would
assume. Oh, it's been a heavy year, yeah.
Yeah, it's bada bing, bada boom. Every time you turn around, you don't want to answer the phone because something different's happening, right?
Yeah, I'm afraid to get out of bed in the morning.
Well, it's a 5-year, you know, and that wants to bring change to you, like giving you opportunity to do something different. And so if you've gotten the opportunity to do something different, that's the whole purpose of this year, okay? To expand what you're doing, change it in direction, that sort of a thing, okay?
Okay. So next year should be a little, everything.
Oh, yeah, it'll calm down. It should start to calm down, you know, after January, sure.
Okay.
And next year, really, you're going to be a little bit, I don't know if there's going to be any teaching for you, but certainly relationships, are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
Well, there might be a relationship. I don't know if you're interested in that, but you might find that you might wander into a relationship next year. And if you've started any relationships this year, they probably will not last. So next year is really when you want to look for something that's going to last for you.
Okay.
So if you that is something that you want to bring back into your life, next year is the year to do it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And next year things should calm down. This up and down stuff is going to stop. And as far as your job goes, let's see. You got laid off. Let's see, where are you? Yeah, it's a 7 month. They want you to rest, okay?
To relax?
Yeah. You're in a 7 month. Remember what I said about seven, giving you the time to rest and go inward. So that's what this is all about.
Okay.
I really think that next year you're going to be protected financially, so don't worry about it so much. Take advantage of this time.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I feel that's what I should be doing.
Yeah, look, be joyous in it. It's a blessing. It's a wonderful blessing. And they will provide for you what you need.
Yeah, okay. As long as I'm on the right path, so I guess I'll just continue what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel good.
Do you mind if I ask you, Jim, what it is that you're doing or what you're studying or what you're learning or what?
Right now? one of my problems, however, is making decisions. But right now I'm just taking time off. And I just want to be an activist and get into activism and sort of wake people up about what's going on financially, what's going on with the dollar, what's going on with warn people about vaccinations and how corrupt this government has become, and just, you know, I just feel like I'm just a sponge for information, but I also need an outlet, you know,
sure.
So posting on MySpace, I'm just, you know, I'll go up to pregnant women and just tell them, please do not vaccinate, you know, it's full of mercury, and just look into it. I mean, I just feel like I have to help people. I don't care about the money. I just want to, you know, get the word out about Ron Paul and wake people up. I mean,
sure.
We're in big trouble here. It's a, you know.
We are in trouble. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And I'm just so, you know, fed up with complacency. I'm ready to throw my TV out in the garbage, and people are so asleep, and, you know, it's just, it kind of frustrates me, and I don't know. So so I'm just taking it on that course and just trying to let things fall in place, and if I need to serve a purpose in this outlet, I'm more than willing to do whatever it takes to help, help humanity.
Sure. Well, listen, do me a favor and email me. You know, go to that front page, the bio page, and email me, okay?
Okay.
And maybe I can throw some people your way maybe can give you some ideas.
Yeah, I can do that too, but I'd also like to follow up on a more of a fuller reading with you and sit down, you know, figure
sure.
out your time. And
sure, I'd love to do that. So,
I appreciate your time, but I'd like to follow up more with you.
Sure.
That'd be great.
I would love to do that. Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank
Jim.
You. Good night.
Right, bye-bye. Well, there you go. What he's saying, you know, about the finances, the world, the complacency, it's so true. And we do need more voices. We need more voices along those lines, truly. Okay. As I said, everyone, the lines are open. I'm going to try to get in a little discussion here on personal years if I can. There's a few things I want to bring up. I guess I got a caller. Caller, if you just hang with me for a minute, I'll be right with you.
Okay.
All right, super. Number one, newsletter people, if you get a chance, sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. Okay, all you got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And this is a really a great newsletter because, you know, it's there's insights about numerology. I tell you about some great websites or books. But also, I send you your monthly personal forecast. So, you know, you get that delivered to your email, and it's free every single month. So you don't want to miss that. So if you're listening to the show, all you got to do is just email me and put newsletter in the title. And the other thing that I want to bring to everyone's attention this evening is this Thursday I'm going to be teaching a teleconference class on Your Name, the Autobiography of Your Soul. This class specifically concentrates on your name and what information about you is found there. You can learn about your talents and abilities, what your soul came to do, what activities bring you the most happiness, and how others perceive you, as well as the lessons that your soul signed up for. So this is, I taught a series of teleconference classes. Everybody, really enjoyed them. And so I'm offering this one for this Thursday. It's a morning class. And if you're interested in that, by all means, give me an email, and I'll hook you up with the information on how to sign up for it. Okay. Caller, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm fine. And my birth date is 12/18/1967.
12/18/1967. Okay. Well, child, you have the same life path as our Jim that called in, slightly different in certain ways. Were you listening to Jim's reading?
Yeah, some of it.
Okay. Well, as I told him, whenever you have an eight life path, you absolutely are a problem solver. You have some natural-born authority. You're a natural-born manager. You have this gift with all things financial. And really, truly, what this life path for you, it's meant about you receiving abundance and material things into your life. It's almost as though you're being rewarded for past lives, but you're also supposed to learn about being in your own power, and you're supposed to learn about the proper balance of power. It's important, there is a promise about abundance flowing into your life with this life path. But in order to do that, you really have to understand that it's about the achievements. You have to keep yourself challenged. You have to put things in front of you in order to propel you, to move forward. Whenever you don't have a challenge in front of you, your life can kind of go a little bit amok. So it's important for you to work hard towards goals. You have to balance out your spiritual self, your emotional self, and also, the physical self. You have a great deal of physical energy with this number, athletic ability, and also you probably carry a lot more energy than most people. Eights can usually run circles around other people physically. So, the efficiency factor, the fact that you can be very efficient, you know how to get the job done the best possible way. Sometimes that can make you be a little impatient with other people if they don't have that same kind of energy. And, sometimes you'd rather do it yourself than watch somebody muck around with something. So you got to kind of be careful about but not being too much of a control freak there. But anyhow, this life path is really talking about wanting to have blessings and abundance flow into your life. It doesn't mean that it comes without challenges because, occasionally a challenge is thrown down into a life of an eight. The only reason that happens is it's just propelling you forward. Sometimes you get knocked down to get up again. And that's what the eight life path is about, is always to keep you moving forward. So sometimes it's not unusual for eights not to have the money or to lose the money at certain times of their life, but that's only to show you that you're capable of recouping that and even having greater success, okay, than where you once were. Ambition, determination, survivor skills, desire to succeed, how you look is important to you, all these things come in with the eight life path. Now your birthday number says, and on some level, you are a humanitarian, that you feel a need and a desire to want to make this world a better place and to help those that are less fortunate. Mm-hmm. With this number, there's a lot of compassion, empathy. You see somebody with a problem. You have that love energy that you would want to reach out and on some level help, but also on a bigger level, because you don't belong to, one person. You belong to the world with this number. So you're a citizen of the world, a citizen of mankind. And that should bring travel into your life, I would think, or the ability to move around, because, like I said, you belong to the world. What I'm seeing here is early on in life, I don't know if there was issues with the family
big
or
issues.
A challenge with the family.
Big issues.
Difficulties.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your first challenge number is a 6, so it's talking about early on in life. We got some issues with mom and dad or whatever's going on with the family. Dominating over you, perhaps influencing you, even your own perception about yourself. I don't want you to be a martyr to people, okay? Whenever somebody has a 6 challenge, you know, sometimes they can give so much of themselves that they forget to take care of themselves. Or they martyr themselves for the nurturing and care of others. So I'm going to tell you, it's not your job to mother the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to give back love to yourself and take care of yourself. I can tell that one of your biggest challenges in life is the fact that you are an empath, almost too sensitive, almost too psychic. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
So you feel the energy of other people, places, and things. You actually, you know, could be a reader. When you're reading other people's energy, you could pretty much tell them what they're all about, I would think, because you're very psychic. This creates a problem sometimes, because sometimes it's hard to determine. When you go around picking up other people's stuff, it can be hard for you to determine what is yours and what is theirs. Mm-hmm. Meaning you could maybe have a cashier in a grocery store who's in a grumpy mood. You go through her line, and then all of a sudden you're in a grumpy mood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to make that determination as to whose energy you're picking up. You have to learn how to ground your energy. Protect your aura, cleanse your aura, that sort of a thing, because you're very, very psychic here. Also, you know, quite frankly, sensitive. Your feelings get hurt easy, and that sometimes, I don't want you to be a people pleaser as well. You know, sometimes when you're busy reading people's energy, you actually don't want the confrontations, you don't want the arguments, you give them what they want, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So being a people pleaser is something you have to work on. Be careful of, and the fact that you are very sensitive and your feelings get hurt easier than most. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard for us to understand that, you know, sometimes people say stuff and they don't really mean to hurt your feelings. It's accidental, or they wouldn't even imagine that what they said would hurt your feelings, because if somebody said it to them, they would probably laugh at it or roll off their shoulder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, you're very sensitive, and so maybe take things a little bit too personally sometimes. And so you really kind of got to work at, you know, not taking it personally and, you know, kind of laughing at stuff and not letting it hurt you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the person that allows the weight of what somebody else says or thinks to hurt you. If you make what they have to say important, then you allow it in and you give them power over you. And with that power, you allow them to hurt you. That's a choice. You can choose not to. So when somebody says something stupid, you just throw it in the garbage can. Do you know what I'm saying?
Don't give importance to what they're saying.
Can you say that again, dear?
You're saying don't give too much importance to what they're saying.
Right, right, because you're vulnerable and you're easily hurt, and you just got to take away their power to hurt you. Yes, exactly. Very
okay.
Good. Now, when I look at where you are in life right now, let's see. You're exactly how old... Carolyn?
I'm 39.
Thank you, Carolyn. So you're at the beginning part of these double eight pentacles here. You're in it now, and you'll be in it until the rest of your life. This energy is going to be affecting you.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be in this eight energy, absolutely. So that if you found that, you know, perhaps all those things I'm talking about, power and money flowing to you, you don't relate to that or you don't understand that, I'm telling you, that it's going to really flow to you now, because these two pentacles give you a very real opportunity for success, a very real opportunity to grow if you have a career, or to have money flow to you by whatever means. These double eights, you know, it's pretty much wanting to let money in abundance flow to you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Have you had a problem with money in the past?
Yes.
Or with,
yes.
Did you relate to what I said with that eight?
Yes, and I'd like to explain it. It's because, I think because I am so sensitive, I have chosen a job where basically I work alone in the middle of the night and I don't make a lot of money.
Ah.
So that I'm not around a lot of personalities, because the personalities would just drag me down.
Sure.
And so I find working alone much more pleasurable, because I can get away from people.
Sure.
But then I'm not making very much money.
Mm.
So that's the situation.
Well, it's a dilemma, yes. Mm-hmm. My suggestion with those twos, with that big challenges of yours, is I don't know if you have workshops available to you or any places where you can go to learn. Certainly we have a plethora of fabulous hosts on BBS Radio.
Yeah.
And you can call in and perhaps talk to them about this aspect of you, because this is your two challenge that you're talking about, wanting to work alone, not wanting to be around other people because you can't really handle their energy.
Right.
And, you know, these people, you know, we have wonderful people that do wonderful, incredible work on BBS. And perhaps they can teach you or talk to you about the use of crystals, you know, certain stones to help ground your energy, teach you to do aura cleansing, and, you know, even the use of sea salts, teach you to be able to fortify your energy field so that you're not taking on other people's stuff. These are classes you need to take, and you need to really get into and understand what being an empath is. Study it a little bit. Do you understand?
Okay, I will.
And I would suggest calling in to, you know, go down through the list, Carolyn Evers, Carolyn Allen, my gosh, there's so many of them out there on the show. Call into their shows and ask them what they think and get their advice. Or else, look up an empath in a Google search. There are some wonderful websites out there with some wonderful information that would be very helpful to you, and I would just suggest doing that as well.
Thank you.
Because really, and you know, with these aids, and I'm going to say this, it does not necessarily mean that you have to go out there. It's not that you can't have a career, because by gosh, you can. But, you know, it also can be just unbeknownst to you through a relationship or something, money can flow into you in these latter years of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So there you go. I hope it was helpful, Carolyn, and thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you, it was.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right, then. Well, I've only got a couple minutes left of the show, which means I didn't get to do half of what I meant to do, which is great. It's okay with me, because you know what? It's all about helping people. It's all about, you know, the reason why I do what I do. You know, the one thing that numerology is just so incredible for is the insight that it can give a person into why they are the way they are, you know, and what these things that call challenges that affect us, or even pinnacles that bring about different opportunities for us. And, you know, I myself, my energy is loving and it's caring, and it really wants to be of service to others. So I'm always happy to have that opportunity to do readings for people. So we're going to have to put this little dissertation that I did on the personal years, we're going to have to put it on hold until maybe we get a little bit more time. So anyhow, I'm just going to take the last few minutes of the show and really thank BBS Radio, you know, and thank God for the blessing of the opportunity to be on BBS Radio every single week, to be able to deliver a message, to be able to be of service and help others, you know. It's an incredible thing, BBS Radio. And what I was telling Carolyn, too, about the wonderful host and the wonderful programming that's on BBS Radio, the amount of hours of programming is phenomenal. And I myself have spent many a day listening to the archives of some of these fabulous hosts and their wonderful messages. And it's just a complete and total pleasure to be part of this experience and to have this opportunity to come to you each and every week. So, you know, I'm glad even to have a moment to say thank you. So, I want to thank everyone that called in this evening, and I want to thank those of you that are listening to me this evening. I really appreciate your loyalty to the show. And I will be back again next week. I have a wonderful guest next week, Tara Sonora. She's a channeler for the angelic realm. She's a fabulous person, and you don't want to miss that show. And I also have Patty Sinclair coming on the week after that, and I'm very excited because Michael Groger is going to be on my show in November. So got some interesting shows coming up for you. So, you know, stick with Visible by Numbers. Sending you all much love, thank you, and have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
Hi, I'm Antonia Love, psychic counselor and metaphysical teacher. Welcome to bbsradio.com. If you're looking for higher thoughts, all original programs, even the music we play, always original, always here on bbsradio.com.